Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Brenton on Tour podcast. You just get me today. No guests, just me yattering on in front of a microphone, a kind of a mini espresso shot, if you will. So during the Journey for Java podcast that I'm doing, I kind of hit my guests with like a bit of a rapid fire question about, you know, their favorite coffee, their favorite brands, things like that. I haven't actually done it myself. Friend Sarah Kay, who has been redesigning my YouTube page and everything, has encouraged me to do more of these espresso shots just in general. And every single thing that I do, do an espresso shot and get it out there. So I thought, okay, an espresso shot. So what should I actually cover off in this little quick hit of a podcast that I'm going to do today? So Sarah, this one's for you. We're going to talk about British Columbia reopening to normal-ish. They announced it today. Adrian Dix, Bonnie Henry, John Horgan, the premier, all got together on a little stand in downtown Vancouver and had a happy little chat about what their plan is going to be for reopening the province after we went through this little process here of what they called a circuit breaker, where they kind of shut things down a little bit. Everyone kind of had to kind of stop what they were doing and at least try to play within some kind of rules. I think for the most part, everybody did because the cases are way down. I'm not going to get into the stats. You can get into the stats. That's a show for a stats show. There's news. There's all the rest of it. You can dive into it. I can say that cases are low and everything is trending towards getting out of this thing faster. Now, there's going to be some people that are going to debate with me. I have no time for all that. I'm not going to debate with anybody. I am going to follow the path that I feel like I need to follow to get to where we're going to get to. You guys are welcome to your opinion. Everyone's welcome to whatever opinion they want. Hey, that's why we're here. But I'm going to tell you from a personal experience that coming out of the COVID scenario and just feeling right just in the last 5 weeks, Okay. I got this thing in March of last year. So long hauler, hopefully not. Was I on a couple of inhalers? Yes, I was. And just recently, I just started feeling normal. But maybe you're not in shape. Maybe you're this. Maybe you got a shitty diet. I get all of that. Everyone's welcome to their opinion. I can tell you that I was in the best shape of my life when I got COVID and just seriously declined after that. Lungs, couldn't get my heart rate up, the whole thing. That was me. That was a minor case from what I've been told. I feel fine. I'm working out again. Everything's good. I got vaccinated. I feel fine. Still got to get the second one, but that's the story for another day. But as we progress and we go through here, the world has been waiting for it to get back to normal. A lot of people are already being normal, their definition of normal. A lot of people are waiting patiently to be told exactly what to do. I'm sort of in the middle. I have been staying out of people's way. I've been just doing my own thing. I've got an office that's separated. I've got my own little world that I can escape to. I'm not around anybody. I just kind of go about my day. And I feel like I've done my part. And I feel like I'm helping the cause and moving this whole thing forward, getting everybody back to work and all the things that we're supposed to be doing, I'm trying to do. So today's espresso shot, I just wanted to briefly kind of run over, you know, the reopening plan in British Columbia, which I'm not going to get into. You guys can find news sources. You can get into everything. But the basic plan as it stands right now, as of May 25th, we're going to be upping everything indoors. Restaurants are going to kind of reopen again. You're going to be able to go through that. You're still not allowed to travel outside of your travel zone. Me as a camper, I can deal with it, but if it's like that all summer, it's going to be a real problem for me to not be able to go up into the Okanagan and hang out on the lake and things like that. But I feel like that's going to go away because we're just trending downwards. So indoor and outdoor dining went up to 6 people. Just really cool, like a little bit of a reintroduction, a slow reintroduction to what is going to happen. Between May 25th and June 15th, which is the next sort of, you know, rollout of what the plan looks like anyways, based on case counts and hospitalizations and all that stuff. And again, I'm not here to debate people or get into the minutia and all the crap All right. I'm here to just talk about what my feeling is. Okay. I'm just here to talk about it. After June 15th, they figure that the mandatory masks in indoor public spaces are still going to be a thing. But your indoor visitors are going to go up. You're going to have larger indoor seated organized gatherings. Recreational travel is going to open up. High intensity indoor fitness classes, which will make my landlord extremely happy. I have an amazing little office space above Thrive Movement Studios in White Rock, British Columbia, and they've been stuck in this kind of hybrid zone, unfortunately, when you can still run beside somebody on a treadmill at Anytime Fitness, but you're still not allowed to do, you know, five people spread 6 feet apart. So they've been having to go through all that stuff. And I can't even imagine what that's been like, but happy to give rent and contribute where I can and just kind of be hanging out and have a place to work and podcast from. So that's been good. It looks like it's getting better. July 1st obviously increases again. Canada-wide recreational travel, all indoor fitness classes are going to increase capacity. Bingo halls, casinos, nightclubs, all that's going up, which is very interesting. I you know, my wife is in that space in casinos and gaming, and the idea still of seven people sitting around a gaming table to me sharing any kind of casino chip is really weird for me. And then by September 4th, the idea is that September 7th, the idea is that we're all going to be back into whatever version of normal we came from, which includes flying on airplanes, traveling, hopefully around the world, and working and doing shows. Listen, I've been waiting like everybody else patiently to find out what's going to happen in the world. America has basically opened up. Obviously, we're seeing it in Vegas and Colorado and some of these different places. I totally get it. And do I applaud them for it? I'm not sure. We haven't seen how that's overall looking right now, numbers wise, but I think they're just going for it. So good on them to go for it. I'm just kind of standing by to see where we're all going to end up on this stuff. But I do think that everyone has been making a pretty decent effort to get us back to some kind of normalcy. So I'm stoked for that. I can't wait to get back to normal, get back to travel and get back to doing concerts and things like that, which is obviously how the Brenton on Tour podcast all came together. Me trying to find, you know, the best coffee in the world and things like that. So it's quite interesting. It's an exciting day for the people of British Columbia. The rest of the country, I don't know how far behind they are and how long it's going to take for them to catch up to these. I know Ontario is a mess, some of the other provinces, but hopefully BC leading the charge will lead to the next thing and we can all move ahead and get back to the life that we had just, 15 months ago or whatever the hell it was. Anyways, espresso shot wise, favorite coffee region for me, is Indonesia. My favorite coffee brand is Tim Wendelbo, as we know, future guest on the show. Advice for somebody coming into coffee for the first time who, doesn't know what to do. I'd say, get yourself an AeroPress, start at the top, make sure your beans are fresh and work from there. If you start there, there's nowhere to go. If you go, you can't go down at that point. You'll know what a shitty coffee tastes like right away, all the way. So anyways, that's a quick espresso shot from the Brenton on Tour podcast version. I'll be back with guests soon. I'm going to do more of these espresso shot one-on-one kind of news, opinion kind of ideas as I roll through. Be sure to check me out on YouTube. Brenton Wayne Donnelly over there, but Brenton on Tour podcast is all set up on the YouTube channel. You can catch me on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your pods. Big thanks to my friends over at the Dean Blundell Network who host me over there. And they are rad, tons and tons of shows, too many to get into on this quick little podcast. My friends at Blue Microphones, the Blue Yeti X, the Mixify headphones that I'm wearing, they sponsor the podcast as well as the Logitech C920 camera that you see in front of you now. Big thanks to them for all their support of the Brenton on Tour podcast, the Kids on the Escalator podcast as well. So huge thanks all the way around. I'm going to run a little promo for them and then I'm going to get out of your hair. Thanks for tuning in again, everybody. Just a quick hit, 10 minutes. Excited for the reopening of British Columbia and hopefully the world after that. Be sure to join me again on the Brenton on Tour podcast, whether it's the Coffee Cast, the Journey for Java Life music, travel. It's going to be something within that realm, or maybe it's just going to be a quick espresso shot like this, where we're just talking about a subject of the day. Thanks for joining me, friends. That's the Brinson on Tour podcast for this week. We'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Emily Roger, and I host a leadership show called The Boiling Point with my co-host, Dave Vail. Together, we sit down with trailblazing entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and movement makers who are driving meaningful change in our world. The show is all about exploring the lives and perspectives of leaders who are making a difference. Join us for insightful conversations that challenge the status quo, spark new ideas, and inspire you to take action. Find us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or at BoilingPointPodcast.com.
Come on a journey like no other, where you will discover many roads that will lead you to a happier, healthier, and more stress-free life. And the beauty is, you don't need any vacation time for this adventure. The journey will come to you. Join Avery Rich on your very own journey into yoga. Along the way, she will demystify yoga poses and guide you into a yoga posture or short sequence, all in less than 15 minutes. You have nothing to lose but stress. The Journey into Yoga podcast. It's not for people who like yoga. It's for people who don't like yoga. Follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at averyrich.com.